B, this is TA. I'll try the satellite phone this time because the cell phone didn't quite have enough reach to the tower. So we got through day one. Butterflies were pretty vicious and ferocious this morning. Well, we just kept taking steps towards loading the boat, got the boat loaded, got the rental car returned, and got on the river, and had a great paddle for about 2.5 hours, and then the wind really picked up, and in this sort of shallow wind against current kind of situation, we had some pretty tall breaking white caps, and after about 40 minutes of beating into it, we said, let's have some lunch, and then went out to the point, saw what was coming next, and say, well, let's pit and see if it's going to fall off or lay off, rather than beating ourselves silly on the first day with a monster boat. Turns out it actually hasn't laid off at all, though one of our weather things says there's a pretty good chance it's going to die down overnight, and we'll hopefully make our last 8K first thing in the morning. But great to be underway, great to be sort of in the lovely chaos of the first few days of an expedition, especially an expedition that's carrying 6 weeks of food, sort of finding things, getting things in the boat. But the good news is it all fit. We've already made one adjustment to how it fits, and we're well. It's temperature's dropping here. I think it's probably about 8 degrees now, going to near freezing tonight. And so it's chilly, and soon we'll be getting up our tent and tucking in for the night and getting a good night's rest. So thanks for all the well wishes, and we will catch you from tomorrow's night. Take care. Bye.